Welcome, Team Eagles. This is our Monday night call geared towards brand new folks, but as Jenny mentioned just a moment ago, it's applicable to everybody because we all need to know how to work with our new people and to work with our memory jogger, which is going to be the topic for tonight. Doesn't sound very exciting, but I can guarantee you this, there will be some really great new stuff which you will benefit from tonight. And it's not going to be all about me. Jenny will play her part, and we even have a guest for a short period. But two or three weeks ago, we told you about our new Deadline Dallas campaign geared towards helping to get Team Eagles into the 100 Club in Dallas at the conference in October. And then last week, we brought that down from such a kind of a high level down to a more practical level by talking about, okay, well, how do we help people get their businesses qualified? How do we work towards that big goal? And we discussed the 5-1. We discussed the importance of starting each month with 20 names that you are then going to invite to take a look at Juice Plus, invite to take a look at your business, take a look at what you do. And now we're going to step back even further and come back down to the most basic of basics, which is where did those names come from? Where does the list of those 20 that you start a new month with, where does that come from? Where do you begin? And the answer is the memory jogger. The memory jogger, that very title, is kind of interesting. I mean, it's really little more than a list of names, but it is a memory jogger because most of us, when we sit down to write down those names, we need help to jog our memories about who it is we know and whose names we should write down. But without further ado, I'm going to let Jenny take you through the basics of the memory jogger for a brand new person, and then I'll come back a little later. Jenny?
Okay, well, as Mick said, it really is the number one tool for our business, regardless of whether you are brand new or, like us, you've been in the business for 20 years. It's simply a list of names that will jog your memory, but, you know, it's really far more than that. And you'll find several versions in your starter guide. There are PDF versions. The one that I use that really fits my style is actually on the computer. It's a program that I use so that I have all my names there, so that I have a record of how I've contacted them, what their response has been, if any, and I can really keep sort of an ongoing record of each one. But when you first get started, or even if you're restarting your virtual franchise, you need lists of people. And really, this is for three purposes. And by the way, you don't need to make notes on this evening, because if you go to our website, teamjp.net, and click on the link to Memory Jogger, you'll find a lot of this there. But these three purposes are because, first of all, you're starting out in business, so you need to let people know that you've launched a brand new business. And this will include pretty much everybody you know. You should be able to reach 100 names. You know, I mean, go to your cell phone to see who you've got listed there. Go to Facebook if you use Facebook, or Twitter. You know, you will be amazed how many contacts you have. They may not be close friends. Some may be relatives. Some may not. Some you may not have spoken to in a long while. But they are people who, if they hear from you, they will know who you are. Now, of those names, the second purpose is to create a sublist, if you like, of those people who live close to you, because these are the people that you can invite to wellness presentations during your first 30 or 60 days in the business. You should have about 50 names of these people. And, of course, if there are Prevention Plus events in your area as well, they are the people that you can invite to be your guests at some larger events. And then thirdly, the purpose is to create a much shorter list of names, maybe 5 or 10 people who you would really love to have on your team, people that you will invite face-to-face to take a look, take a peek at what you're doing. And for these people, you really want to be sure you offer them samples of the Juice Plus chews. You know, when we're asked if we give samples of Juice Plus, I always tell people, well, you know, not of the capsules. You really need to make a commitment to 30 days, to make a commitment to 4 months, But as we all know, that if after 30 days they really have a change of heart, they can just return the rest for a refund. So we don't do samples of the capsules, but certainly of the chewables. So it's amazing, really, that some people say, you know, I really don't know more than about 20 people. Well, I think you'll be amazed. If you use the memory jogger categories, and there's a link to that at the Team JP website there under memory jogger, it'll really help you to think of people that might not immediately come to mind, whether you know them well or not. So you know, you can go there after the call, for example. I mean, obviously relatives is pretty obvious, but you might start thinking, you know, who's my accountant? Who do I know at church? Who's my dentist? Who's the FedEx guy or the UPS guy that drops things off at my house? Which waiters have you run across? Do you have a dog? You go take to the groomers. You go to the florist. You know, your hairdresser, students. The list goes on and on. So use that, as I said, a memory jogger category, which will really help you jog that memory and think of everybody that you should have on that memory jogger list. Now, there's a wonderful tool that you can use to learn about how to work your memory jogger. It's an audio training by National Marketing Director Terry Luongo in Plano, Texas. Now, Terry is a longtime friend of ours. She's a wonderful person. And again, there's a link at the website for you to listen to this wonderful call that Terry recorded quite recently. It's about 30 minutes long. And in fact, I think Mick's going to play you a short sample of this in a moment. But essentially what she covers is how to develop that memory jogger, how to approach people with your product story, how to lead as a learner and not as an expert, because, you know, new people sometimes say, well, I don't have the experience. You know, I don't quite know. I don't have a story yet. I don't know what to say. And lastly, how to share Juice Plus and to invite people to take a peek at what you do without exerting any pressure, without feeling fearful or awkward about it. So, Mick, do you have a short clip from Terry's call?
Yes, I do. Hold on. We will listen to Terry for a couple of minutes.
Okay, great. So talk to me. All right, talk to me about Tina. Who's Tina?
Tina is one of my best friends in Florida. She's a teacher. She's the same age as me. She's not married and doesn't have any children. And she's very healthy like me, and she's always looking for ways to make extra money.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And so she works out?
She goes jogging a lot. She has a pretty busy lifestyle. She travels with us on mission trips and stuff.
All right. This is
I talk to her every day.
You are. Okay, so right away, hey, you know, Tina, I'm calling because I want to share with you is that I've just started taking this product called Juice Plus. Have you ever heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
You explain what it is, okay, and you tell your story. Tina, you know how busy I am, you know, and I was really starting to get concerned about the kids. As a matter of fact, Tina, I was starting to feel guilty about the way my kids were eating. And this is nothing short but an answer to prayer. It's such a fit for us, Tina. And I thought of you. I thought of you because, okay, number one, you're my sweet, precious friend. And number two, you know, I know how interested you are in health. So I think this would just be a natural fit for you. And listen, Tina, okay, I want this product to make sense to you. I want this product to make sense to you because, Tina, I would love to have you lock arms with me. What is it that you like, love, and admire about Tina?
We're a lot alike.
Okay.
We like to do the same things, and she's just really a close friend of mine.
Okay, so you're close. Does she like people?
Yeah. She's not as people person as I am, but she does know a lot of people in that area at the school system.
Okay, so you're going to share with her what it is that you like and admire about her. You know, Tina, I want the product to make sense to you. I want you to see the value of the product, so I'm going to just email you a video. I think the product is going to be a no-brainer for you. But, Tina, just imagine. if we could lock arms together and we could do this together as friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love spending time with you. I love being with you. You're my sweetest friend. Imagine how many lives we're going to be able to touch.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, talk to me about David. Who is David?
David's a friend of mine that I...
Okay, we don't need to hear about David. What you just heard there is Terry Luongo, who has been in Juice Class almost as long as we have. And Terry is talking to Cindy, who is a brand new Juice Plus representative, and she is working with Cindy on her memory jar. So Cindy has sent Terry her list of names, and she's prioritized them. And so Terry is asking Cindy, okay, tell me a little bit about, in this case, Tina. Obviously, Tina is a very close friend of Cindy's. They are very much alike. There is a tremendous amount of mutual love and respect between them. And so Tina is one of those people who Cindy really wants to have on her team. Now, that process of identifying the people for your team is part of the process that comes a little way down the road. So the first step, as Jenny explained, is to write those names down. Just start writing those names. Keep writing those names. And soon after you've hit at least 50 names, that's when you, the brand new Juice Plus rep, should provide your sponsor, or if there is someone more experienced acting as your coach, as your mentor, send that list to your coach and your mentor, and then you'll work through them together. Now, that design your team process, again, you can click on the link on the memory jogger page at teamjp.net, and if you click on the link that says design your team, up will come a template, a very useful template that will really help with this process. Now, I want to start here and give you some hints and tips which will really help you as you work through that list of names. So let's assume that you've been very teachable. You've done as you were told, and you've written down your list of names. Now we're going to help you prioritize them. And using the designing your team template, it encourages you to write down the names of five people. But how do you come up with those five names? Well, they recommend a number of characteristics. Who do you know who is? And then there's a list of characteristics. And then below, they say for each person include state, age, occupation, etc. But the last item at the bottom is where I always ask people to start, because the last item says, what do you like, love, and or respect most about this person whose name you're going to write down? And that's exactly what Terry asked Cindy in that little audio that we just listened to. What do you like most about the people? Because when you've written down your list of 50 names or 100 names, or when we started, we wrote down 300 names, it's important to go down that list and prioritize. And as I say, I think the first criterion, the first characteristic that you want to highlight on that list of names is people who you really like a lot, you love a lot, you respect them a lot. So you can reduce that number of 50 or 100 down to, I don't know what it would be, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. Kind of depends on you and your friendships. But then when you've decided who are the people who you like, love, and or respect a lot, then you can look at some other characteristics. Now, I'm going to break off at this point because I promised in my email that I would use something from the Bible that would really help us at this point. Now, if you know me, you know my faith, you know what I believe, so this won't come as a surprise to you, but I do love my Bible. Now, even if you don't share my faith, that's okay, because most people would acknowledge and would agree that the Bible is full of great wisdom. In fact, our whole culture is to a large extent based on the wisdom of the Bible. I'll give you one good example of wisdom from the Bible that really applies well in our business. And I've seen many people train on this at Juice Plus events, and Jenny and I have used it also. And that is quite simply the parable of the sower. The parable of the sower really has such great wisdom that applies so beautifully to our business. So that's the first and best example. But what I want to do tonight is to use a different passage from Luke. I'm calling this Lessons from Luke. Now, if you turn to Luke chapter 10 now or later, then you will see this at the beginning of that passage. And I'll just read this quickly to you so you get a feel for what this is all about. So Luke chapter 10, verse 1. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others, that is 72 after the initial 12 who Jesus sent out, 72 others and sent them ahead of him two by two into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you.' Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near." Okay, this isn't church. I'm not making it overly religious, because I'm going to take this passage, I'm going to show you, and if you get it, then you'll really get it, just how much the wisdom of the Bible applies to us and really helps us and guides us in how we work our Juice Plus business. So, what are my lessons from Luke? Okay, well, the first one is this, and you will either buy this or you won't, and that's okay. But in my opinion, God is always there ahead of us. He has a plan. So Jesus sent out the 72 ahead to all the cities and towns where he would later go. So he's both ahead of us and he's following us, which is a little weird. But anyway, my question then is, if you buy that, if you believe that, then will we follow that lead and will we go where he sends us? Secondly, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. The market for Juice Plus is vast, even though we've been working with Juice Plus for 19 years, but we have only scratched the surface. And so my question for all of you is, are you a worker for Juice Plus? Because the workers are few, and we need more workers. Now, the other part of this, the other wisdom from this, is that the harvest is plentiful, but we know from experience that not everyone is ready, that not everyone is ready for Juice Plus. And so it's clear that we cannot harvest before the harvest is ready. So that may be a useful lesson for us. Thirdly, he sent them out two by two. Now, if you've been with us in Juice Plus for, I would say, at least 6 months, you'll understand that we, following the lead of our president, Jay Martin, founder of NSA Juice Plus 43 years ago, he says we need a buddy. We should not be lone rangers. And in his words, we need a good amener, because when two people say the same thing, other people are much more willing and likely to believe it. So go out two by two. Ask for help. Make sure you have somebody working with you on the phone, in person. Don't try and do it alone. Okay, fourth, he sent them out as lambs among wolves. What on earth does that mean in our context? Well, just like in this context in the Bible, we cannot gain converts, in our case for Juice Plus, by force. We can try and persuade people, but I promise you that is not a good idea. Remember, some people are ready and some people aren't. The other part of it is that there are naysayers out there. They are negative people who tend to tear down instead of build up. My advice to you is avoid them. And if they are close family members, that's difficult. Fifthly, he says, carry no kit and caboodle. We don't need a ton of stuff. We don't need a briefcase. We don't need a toolkit, although we've got plenty of tools. Frankly, you don't need any more, especially when you're brand new, than your story and a smartphone. Because a smartphone will allow you to show a video. You can send someone a text to ask them to watch a video. More of that another time. But you don't need a ton of stuff. What you do need, number six, is to go. He says, go. Get out. Don't stay at home. Face-to-face is always best. Now, you don't need to go out to do this business if you learn to do the business while you are out. That's the wise advice of our sponsor's mother, Jackie Beavers, wonderful lady. You don't need to learn to. You don't need to go out to do this business if you will learn how to do the business while you're out. While you're out doing a life, that's how most people do their Juice Plus business. They don't need to carve out special time. Yes, you'll need a couple of maybe half-hour periods every week to do follow-up phone calls, but you can do most of this while you're out and about. Number seven, he says, basically, greet no one on the way. Doesn't sound very friendly, but I think what he's saying, which we can apply in our business, is don't waste time, and don't waste time on the wrong people. Remember, some are ready and some aren't. So if you don't get a good response when you ask someone to look at Juice Plus, then smile sweetly and move on, change the subject. But also, do take action. Go and take action. Number eight is the greeting. He says, greet those you meet with peace. We're mostly familiar with the great Jewish tradition of saying shalom, which means peace. So if we greet someone with a smile, the winning smile, my goodness, how important that is. And if we say, how are you, to someone, then let's mean it. Let's be authentic. And if we don't, and if we get anything but, oh, fantastic, then we might want to say, do you want to tell me more about it? Really, how are you? So the greeting is very important. Now, if they don't respond positively, what Jesus tells his 72 is wipe the dust off. Now, that's culturally difficult for us to understand. It means a lot in that culture. But what it means to us is this. It doesn't matter if they don't buy your story as long as you don't buy theirs. Because those people who are negative, they've heard bad things about businesses like this or whatever they're negative about, they're negative. But just don't let them blow you out of the water. There's no reason to do so. Number nine, if they respond positively, then they are, different translations say different things, they are a son of peace, a man of peace. We're calling this a person of peace. That, and by the way, it's okay, in my opinion, for us to be gender neutral here. Some of you Bible scholars will understand what I mean by that. What he also says is to stay in that house and accept their hospitality and to bless them. Now, he says, part of what he means by blessing them is he says, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Tell them that the kingdom of God has come near to you. Now, this is a stretch, I understand. We have some dear pastor friends on our team who may hear this, so my apologies, pastors, reverends, priests, ministers. This is a stretch, but the ultimate kingdom of God, a.k.a. in my lingo, heaven, in that ultimate kingdom of God, there will be no sickness, there will be no disease, there will be no tears. And so for us in Juice Plus, the way I interpret that is, this is the truth, that Juice Plus brings healing. He told the 72 to go and heal the sick. And as we share Juice Plus, if you are very, very new, this you won't necessarily buy into this yet, but I guarantee you, we've been working with this product, wonderful product, for over 19 years. Take this to the bank. Juice Plus brings healing. For the person who takes it consistently every day, it provides the nutrition that empowers that God-given healing ability of our bodies. Simply that, no more, no less. So if you haven't experienced this, hang around, because you will. Either experience it for yourself, experience it in others, your family, your friends, your customers. And also, you can read about it in all the research. The published research basically says the same thing. Juice Plus provides the nutrition that allows the body to heal. So, I hope all that from the lessons of Luke gives you some feel for how applicable some of the wisdom from the Bible is to our business, and I hope I've given you some hints and tips on that. Now, I do want to go on and talk a little bit more about the person of peace. So let's go back to the design your team template that I was mentioning. Remember I said that the most important characteristic is what it is about this person that you're going to write down, the person you would most love to have on your team. You're going to write down names of 5 to 10 people. What is it you like, love, and or respect most about them? Now, at the top left of that sheet, there are 7 characteristics. They say, who do you know who is? Now, 3 or 4 of those characteristics are, they're okay, they're fine, but they're not the ones that I think are the most important, especially in the context of the lessons from Luke. Those three are they money motivated and are they entrepreneurial? Now, okay, if you know someone like that, certainly you'll want to share the business with them. You want to ask them to take a peek at what you are doing. Are they ready for a change? Yeah, absolutely. If they're ready for a change, then show them one option they have. If they're looking to change jobs, change careers, take on something new, and a new adventure, something exciting. Are they a self-starter and are they teachable? Yeah, those are good characteristics for anyone coming into this business. That's great. Are they health conscious? Sure, that's a head start. That means that they should be most interested in Juice Plus, maybe more interested than some others would be. But the 4 that I like the most and that I think are close to the characteristics of the person of peace, or the POP from Luke chapter 10, are these. Number 1, this person who you know likes to help others. 2, they are positive and friendly. And 3, they are credible and connected. So, okay, let me explain. The person of peace, reading that passage, you can infer, you can interpret that they are pretty neat people. But first of all, before I explain how neat they are, and this will help you to look through your list of names and maybe even add some new names, they are not persons of peace. They are not those especially positive people because of the way they receive Juice Plus. Because at this stage, you haven't even talked to them about Juice Plus. You don't know how they will receive Juice Plus. But they are persons of peace because of the way they receive you. So what do I mean by that? Well, in this passage, the 72 are told to look for people who, well, first of all, reading between the lines, they have a need. They have a need for what the 72 are going to offer them. And in our case, the people have a need for Juice Plus. Now, in my opinion, everybody needs Juice Plus. They don't know it yet, but I believe they do. Everyone needs Juice Plus. I don't care who it is. The second characteristic of the person of peace is that they respond well to your greeting. Now, in writing down the names of people you know, some of those names you will know them really well. They'll be like Tina to Cindy, who we heard on that little audio clip earlier. She's a very close friend. They talk every day. So Tina knows that Cindy will respond well to her greeting. Her greeting might be hi, whatever. There will be some people, like the FedEx guy or the people who does your laundry or whatever, who you may not know as well as that, so you're not sure whether they will respond well to your greeting. So those would not be identified by you as a person of peace yet. But as you get to know people better, then you can certainly raise them up into that category, no question. So they have a need, they respond well to your greeting, and they welcome you warmly. And the warm welcome is exactly what we're looking for. They welcome you warmly. The picture in that passage from Luke is a picture of hospitality. They want you to stay in the house. They want you to eat at their table. So they welcome you warmly and gladly. And beyond that, they actually want to serve you, the hospitality piece, of course, but you know them as caring people. They care about others. They're helpful. They're the people that you would call if you need help, whatever it is, big or small. So they are the kind of people who we see hundreds of in the Juice Plus business. And I think of obvious candidates like nurses. Some of the most caring people we know are nurses. And quick aside, if you haven't seen the new A Work of Heart DVD that was launched at the last conference in Phoenix, then please watch that, especially the first of the three sections, because that really shows you nurses at their caring best. So almost all nurses we've ever met, and there are lots of them in Juice Plus, most doctors, some doctors, not all, other health workers like registered dietitians, nutritionists, occupational therapists, I mean, there's so many of them. People in healthcare tend to be caring people. Teachers, obviously, teachers love to teach and help people understand. Jenny was a teacher. So these are professional examples of people who care, people who want to serve others. They have an other-centered outlook on life. And so these are the characteristics of the people of peace. So as you're going through your list of names, be sure to prioritize and be sure to put a check mark or highlight names of people who you know, are persons of peace. And I think it will really help you to get a feel for who is most likely to welcome you warmly, to welcome your invitation to take a look at Juice Plus. And whether they get on Juice Plus or not, whether they get in the business or not, it doesn't really matter, because you will feel comfortable asking them because of who they are, and you'll even be comfortable if they say, you know what, not right now, I'm not ready right now, because they'll do it in such a pleasant and loving way. So I hope that's helpful. Let's see if you have any questions or comments on what we've given you tonight. Was it helpful? Did it make any sense? If not, I'd be happy to try and clarify.
Well, this is Marianne from Phoenix.
Hey, Marianne.
Hi. I really like the lessons from Luke, and I read the passage before the call, and it was nice to hear you expand on it, though I sort of interpreted it similarly. And I think the big thing that I need to realize is to keep going out there and to not be discouraged, to move on, because just like I was receptive at a certain point in time, I need to find those people that are receptive now. And even if they're not receptive right now, it could come later.
That's absolutely right. You've hit it. You've got it in a nutshell, Marianne. Some people are ready now and some people aren't. The ones who aren't, a lot of them will be ready at some point in time. And relating it back to your experience is always so helpful. You know, I often say to people, look, remember how you got started. Remember where you were in life, in your situation, when someone else shared Juice Plus with you. And in many cases, we've heard from people on this call recently who said, well, you know, I was first introduced to it years ago, and I just brushed it off. Didn't make any sense to me. In some cases, people actually got on Juice Plus years ago and then got off and stayed off for several years. So each one of us is different, is unique, and it's all about timing. And so you remembering that, Marianne, and you not being fazed by people saying no is so important, because it's all about the harvest. It's all about the harvest being ready, and everybody's in a different place, a different season, if you like. You know, for
right.
some, they're in spring. For some, they're in summer. For some, they're in the autumn, the fall, which is harvest time. Yeah?
I like it.
And that equally applies to the business. So, you know, you're sharing the product with people, the Juice Plus with people. You've got those people who you'd love to have on your team. And, you know, with those people, you know them well enough to be able to say, oh, gosh, Tina, in the case of Cindy, Tina, I'd love to have you on my team, and here's why. And it begins with, I love who you are. I would love to lock arms with you and do this together with you, because we'd have so much fun and we'd impact so many different lives together. And when you know that person well enough, and you feel comfortable because you know they may not be ready, and if they're not, that's okay. But they will treat you warmly. They will welcome the invitation, even if they temporarily turn you down.
Right. What is your advice for people that you know are having a very financially difficult time?
Yeah, that's a very good question, because it's difficult to go to someone who you know is struggling financially and show them how to spend another $45 a month.
Right, right.
That's kind of inappropriate. And, you know, with those people, it depends how well you know them, but you can say quite simply, you know, I don't know if this would be of interest to you, but could I show you what I'm doing now to bring some more money into my family?
Okay.
Yeah. It's always good to start off by saying, this may not be for you. I don't know if this will be of interest to you, because that immediately makes them feel comfortable.
That we're not going in with a hard sell.
Yeah, you've given them an out. You've let them know that it's okay for them to say, well, thanks, but no thanks.
Right.
So always start that way. You know, use your own words, but always start that way. And at every stage in the conversation, you can say, look, you know, it doesn't matter to me whether you say yes or no, but I'd sure feel bad if I didn't show you that this is a way that I am helping my family out financially, and who knows, it might be good for you too.
Okay.
And at that point, you need to be able to share your Juice Plus product story, the reason you love Juice Plus as a product, and your Juice Plus business story, the reason you decided to share Juice Plus with others. And that reason is always twofold. It's always, I want to help other people to get the health benefits that we are getting because our family is taking Juice Plus, and I wanted to be able to build a small additional income, or maybe a bigger additional income down the road, as a result of doing that. So be prepared to tell your story. Prepare to explain the reason that you love Juice Plus and the reason that you're working this as a business. And the second part of that, and this is a completely different training, and we've done trainings on this, but it's very important that you have a vision. It might not be a big vision, but a vision for what this business is going to do for your family. And if it's an extra $500 a month that you wouldn't have otherwise coming in, that is plenty big enough for most people. I know there are tons of people out of work and struggling in the Phoenix area, and I bet you know tons of them, Marianne.
Oh, I'm one of them.
You are one of them. Right, there you go.
I am.
So you've got your story. Hey, I'm in the same boat as you, and this is what I'm doing.
Right. All right.
Okay, anybody else got a question or comment that we can help with? Did it make any sense?
This is Josh from Phoenix. You mentioned when they say no, you brush it off. How is it? How did you, I guess, because you, I remember listening from one of your talks, and you said you came from England 21 years ago, and you've been on the product for a long time. The people that, you know, you thought that were, like, at peace and you thought would be receptive of it, and if they totally just shut you down, how did you get through it with it saying, okay, I thought maybe they would like it? How did you get over that, I guess?
Yeah, that's a great question, because my answer is totally different looking back to what I train people on now. Because going back all those years ago, you know, if you've listened to our story at teamjp.net, if you haven't, then please go and listen, because it's well worth listening to. And I struggled for 3-4 years, and I had to learn the hard way. And the biggest problem I had, and of course, I didn't have any understanding of the person of peace or the lessons from Luke. I didn't have any of that. And in fact, we didn't have any of the tools that we have today. So it was like, yeah, I walked to school 10 miles each way, uphill both ways, into a strong wind, in deep snow, barefoot. Yeah, that was that was the way it was in this business back in those days. But no, I'm kidding. But the problem I had was frustration. Because
right.
I could see this. I could see the juice plot. I understood it was great. It had done wonders for me with my marathon running and my soccer playing and with my asthma and my sickness. And I love this business. And I expected everyone else out there to see it the way I did. And that's a tough lesson to learn because, frankly, they don't. And most of them, many of them, won't because they're not ready. It's not the right season for them. They don't have the right understanding. And so the biggest obstacle I had was overcoming my frustration. I had to deal with my frustration. There's another good expression we use these days, which is to discipline your discouragement. Because if you can't discipline your discouragement, you'll get knocked out of this very quickly. Because you will experience discouragement. But if you learn the skill, the discipline of disciplining your discouragement, if you learn that in this business, by golly, it will stand you in great stead in the rest of your life, in everything else you do. Because life is full of discouragement, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I did. You mentioned that it helped your asthma. I've got asthma too, and I've been feeling a little bit better ever since. Does the Juice Plus actually help with asthma?
Yes, it does.
How does it do that?
Ah, great question.
It is
the antioxidants, it is the phytochemicals, phytonutrients, plant nutrients that are in those fruits and vegetables that those of us who have asthma, part of the reason that we suffer asthma is because we're not getting those nutrients from the fruits and vegetables that our bodies need to combat that weakness. And interesting, When I first realized that Juice Plus was helping my asthma, I was amazed. Now we've come across numerous people who've said the same thing. Now, we don't prescribe Juice Plus for asthmatics. That's crazy because it's food. But I went looking. You know, I'm an old engineer, so I went looking for the reason, and I found an article in a medical journal in the UK. It's called Thorax. It's a journal that specializes in lung diseases, lung conditions, lung problems, like asthma. And they published an article which explained that there's been a dramatic increase in asthma in America, in Europe, all over the world. And that article was written back in 1994 or 95. And so they were saying, well, we want to try and find out why asthma has increased so much. And the conclusion they came to was twofold. It was because of the junk food effect. So many kids especially eating junk food, and the more junk food the kids eat, the less fruits and vegetables they eat. And so they're not getting the stuff in our food that we need for those of us who have asthma as a weakness. It's like an Achilles heel. It's a weakness that we have. We need the stuff that's in those fruits and vegetables. It's as simple as that. So, yeah, if you've noticed improvements, I'm not the least bit surprised.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because I've only been on it for a week, and before I started taking it, my asthma started to kick up because the dust is getting pretty down here in the valley, and I started taking it, and then it almost went away. And I was like, okay, this is kind of weird. Why I haven't been changing anything in my medicine or anything. Why am I feeling better? There's still a lot of dirt here. And then I was like, okay, I took Juice Plus, but is it?
Yeah,
really?
You know, the deal is, Yeah, asthma is there for two reasons. One, because we have a weakness, and second, because there's something that triggers it. Yeah, in my case, it was pollens, and it was dust, and it was golden retriever dogs, and it was cats, and it was exercise. All kinds of stuff triggered it. But you can't necessarily deal with the triggers, but what you can deal is with the weakness. Now, you're unusual, mate. To get results in a week, that's extremely unusual. So I need to kind of manage your expectations. And I don't want you going and talking to other people with asthma and saying, man, you need to take asthma because see what I experienced, because you'll set them up for failure. The best thing for you to say to anybody, whoever they are, whatever their health picture or their sickness picture is, take Juice Plus for your health.
Yeah.
And as you do, look at this list of things that the research on Juice Plus has proven happens in every single person who takes Juice Plus. All the stuff that happens on the inside. And know that as you take Juice Plus consistently every day, you are getting healthier. So when they say, but will it help with my asthma? Will it help with my MS? Will it help with my cancer? Will it help with my whatever they're dealing with? You'll say, well, I don't know, but you can guarantee you're getting healthier on the inside, and if it doesn't help with that, then it's helping with something else. And here's the other statement that we use, and by the way, all of this is at teamjp.net. If you look at the pages on sharing Juice Plus, it's all there. The other statement we love is a statement made by Dr. Paul Williams, former ER physician, who said there isn't a single disease on the planet that cannot be helped by good nutrition. And that's a powerful statement, and it's a safe statement that you can make to anybody, anytime, anywhere. Okay, anybody else got a question or a comment on what we've talked about tonight? And thanks for those, guys. That was awesome.
Mick, this is Paula. I have a question about how do you balance the customer versus the distributor, the acquisition of or development of them?
Well, I understand where you're coming from, Paula, because you've been with us long enough for us to have gone from one extreme, not to another, but our extreme used to be we lead with a product, we build a customer base, and we kind of let people come to us when they are ready for the business. I mean, that was the extreme that we were at some years ago, and it worked pretty well for us. But we're at a point now where, and it's partly because of what Mary Ann said, you know, there are so many people out there who are hurting, and it just doesn't make sense for us to be saying, well, as I said, here's a way for you to spend another $45 a month that you don't have. And so when you know that someone's hurting, it makes sense to share your Juice Plus product story and your Juice Plus business story in the same conversation, having said, I don't know if this is for you, it's okay if it isn't, but I would feel bad if I didn't at least show you what I do or invite you to look at what I do, take a peek at what I do, that's bringing more finances, more money into my family. So certainly go straight to sharing the product and the business when you know there's a financial need. But also, and Paul and you and I have had this conversation a few times, do it when you feel comfortable doing it. And if for some reason you don't feel comfortable, even if you're fearful, then don't do it. You know, we want you, all of you, whether you've been with us a week, a month, 10 years, 20 years, we want everyone to feel pretty comfortable doing what you're doing. Because for most of us, it's a big enough step out of our comfort zone, out of the box, to just do this in the first place, just to talk about Juice Plus, let alone to be, you know, going way beyond. So a little bit of discomfort is okay, but if you don't feel comfortable sharing the business with someone, then I give you permission, just don't do it. I mean, does that make sense?
Yes, but that's not what I meant.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was a good, that was an excellent answer, and I mean, and I needed to hear that too. But it's like today I was working on, I have some customers or prospects to call, and I have distributors to call, and it's just like, I don't know, through some luck, pure luck, I've got three or four people I'm trying to recruit, and I've got, oh gosh, I think about four or five that have been recruited on my team, and it's just, it's like, well, if I call them and I don't, I can't get everything done. How do you?
Okay, that's great. And what we're talking about here is, putting other terms to it, is time spent on customer care versus time spent on distributor care.
Yes. Yes.
And you can add a third, which is time spent on prospect care. That is the people you either haven't talked about Juice Plus yet or who haven't made a decision yet. Because I like to look at it in three categories. So, but Paula, first of all, people who've already made a decision, they deserve your first call, okay? So people have said yes to Juice Plus, they're your customers, they are a high priority. People have joined your team because they've said yes to Juice Plus and yes to joining your team, they are a high priority. And it would be tough for me to differentiate. I don't know which you would put ahead of the other. Ideally, you wouldn't need to. Ideally, you'd be able to balance your time, your scheduling, so that you gave equal priority and equal time to both. But one thing that will help, I think, is one of the lessons coming out of lessons from Luke, and boy, this is a good lesson for me, is he said, don't greet anyone along the way. And my interpretation of that is, don't waste time. So when you call a customer or call a distributor or call a prospect, and it's good to listen to Terry Luongo's training on this because she makes this point. She said, don't feel bad about getting straight to the point. Don't beat about the bush. Everybody's too busy. And it's fine for you to listen to whatever they want to share with you. If they want to unburden themselves on you, then that's okay. But that's your choice, and you better put that time in a different category from customer care and from distributor care and from prospect care. You get me?
Yes.
So we will have a lot more time for all those three categories if we are much more disciplined and if we are much more businesslike. And if we, when we're calling somebody, we say, if it's okay with you, can I get straight to the point? Here's the reason I'm calling. And, of course, you always say right up front, is this a good time to talk?
Right, yeah.
Because that is very important to make sure that this is a good time to talk. Don't assume it is. But anyway, that's a lesson for me because I know that I can allow conversations to go off in all kinds of tangents. And it's okay. It can be fun. But if I do that, then I have no excuse for running out of time for other customer care or distributor care or prospect care calls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, very much. Thank you.
Good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Great
very
question.
Much.
And I'm glad I understood the question in the end. Thanks for putting me right. Okay, got time for one more if anybody is desperate to get some more insight. And if not, I'm starving. So I'm going to wish you a great Juice Plus evening, a great Juice Plus week. And by the way, if anyone needs our help to help go through the names on your memory jogger, don't hesitate to ask. Something we would love to do and we do love to do. So God bless. Thanks for being on the call, everybody. And for those of you listening to the recording call, thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Thank you.